morning. Last week, if you recall, we focused on those eyes of Jesus, those eyes that were looking up to us. Jesus began his sermon on the plain, on that level stretch of ground, and he invited the disciples to come down, eye to eye, as he delivered his most important of teachings, this sermon, which in Luke is on the plain, these blessings and curses, these wows and woes. This week, those eyes continue to invite us to come down. And Jesus continues his teaching. And these are, as we just heard, very challenging words. Loving enemies, doing good to those who hate us, blessing those who curse, praying for those who mistreat, being generous, merciful. And then, like the clincher at the end, the measure with which we measure with will be the measure that God measures with. As challenging as these words are, and as familiar as they are to us, they really spell out clearly that Christian vocation. It's what makes Christians Christian to begin with. Islam does not teach this stuff, neither does Judaism. Only Christianity, about loving the enemy, about going the extra mile, turning the other cheek. This is it. This is our faith. And yet, this faith of ours points us to something that is most human. A human principle, a human truth that no one can skirt around. This sermon of Jesus highlights what human freedom is, what free will is, and who our enemy is. There's a beautiful reading in the first reading today Jonathan just read. It's from the book of Samuel. And it's the story between Saul and David. If you're not familiar with the Old Testament, because it's the Old Testament, right? And it's difficult. But this drama between Saul and David is worth knowing a little bit of. Saul was the first king of Israel. He was anointed by Samuel, and he was an important man, really a courageous guy. He became king when he was 30, the first king. He was a king for 42 years. But early on in being king, he disobeyed God. He took power into his own hand. And when that happened, God anointed another king who would follow Saul, not right away, but someone that would be Saul's successor, David. And if you remember, David was a young shepherd boy, you know? David was also, of course, we all know, the one that killed Goliath. And when that happened, Saul became so very jealous. I suppose David had more friends on Facebook, Old Testament Facebook, than Saul did. David had more than Saul. And for the rest of Saul's kingship, rather than building up the kingdom of Israel and protecting it, he chased down his successor. So much of the Old Testament in the books of Kings and Samuels is about Saul chasing David. And that brings us to the reading today, because it's an incredible scene. David finds Saul. They're behind the barricade. Saul is sound asleep. His spear is at his head, the water jug at his side. And the friends of David say, "Dave, Look, the Lord has placed your enemy, the one that's hunting you down, the one that has us on the run all these years. Here he is, in your power. One thrust of the spear will do it all. And what does David do? He takes the spear and the water jug, and he leaves the cave. Saul wakes up, and he's astounded, because there's David across the way with the spear, with the water jug. And rather than kill Saul, David held those things and was victorious. The line from Scripture, it's so beautiful. It says, though the Lord delivered you into my grasp, I would not harm the Lord's anointed. I mean, this stuff isn't the Old Testament. This is better than anything on TV in 2019. I mean, this is really like drama, high drama. And it teaches us so much that the enemies, the real enemies, are not just people outside of us. But let's face it, whether Christian or not, the real enemy, the real battle is within. And you know, we've all been victims of those things that take our time and run us down and come after us. And so often we are chased by ghosts that we give so much power to. Ghosts that have names like unforgiveness and hatred, jealousy and envy, lust, pride, our anger, our blaming. Are we not all in some way like victims of this stuff? And who's the real loser? The one that engages the chase. My friends, Jesus shows us and teaches us in this most important teaching about loving that we all have the freedom to put an end to the chase. We all have the freedom in Christ to pick up the spears of unforgiveness and to end them with forgiveness and love, obedience, always willing the good no matter what, and being generous. Because really, who does the unforgiveness hurt but us? Who does the hatred kill but our own spirit? And so much wasted time over things from so long ago. And it need not be. My friends, as Christians, every one of us in this church, unless the baby that's going to be baptized here at 1:30, I don't know if he's here now, but every one of us have been baptized. We have been anointed with an anointing that is far greater than the anointing of David or Saul. But let us, like David, not run around and, excuse me, let us, who is it, Saul, right? Not waste our time running around and chasing, but building up with love. We have the freedom to grow in the anointing that we've received, to live in freedom of heart, through forgiveness and charity no matter what, and to live in that grace is the way of living the full human life. We enter this week, the last full week of ordinary time, and Lent will begin the week after. Let us be attentive not just to the external enemies outside and what we need to fight against, whether it's food or the computer screen or whatever else we're fighting, but let us be attentive to the enemy within. And in the authority of our anointing, be victorious in Christ through the love that he teaches in this sermon.